I have to tell you what we played last night. I was at dinner with my friend Sonya and her husband and kids and all that stuff.
Yahtzee.
That's what we played.
Get out of here. Are you serious? That was totally a guess.
I haven't played.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
Do you know something? I don't. Okay, I'm going to admit something.
What?
I don't know how to play Yahtzee.
So I hadn't played since I was young. I couldn't remember. So they had to walk me through it a couple times. Like, you know, you kind of play and watch at the same time. And even at the end, they're like, oh, you still need a blah, 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 or you have to do this.
You have to tell me. Okay, we got to get into this. 71231, keyword sass. What is a super common game that you honestly don't know how to play? Now, I will tell you, none of you know how to play Uno. Y'all make up your own damn rules. One time, read the rule packet, okay? I know what you do after a wild draw of four. Do you get to go and put, okay, let's say Allie and I,
oh,
I'm going to give you an example because this is going to open a door because the Yahtzee thing you're going to have to tell me. If we're playing Uno,
mm-hmm.
and I give you a wild draw four and you pick mm-hmm. up four cards, do you get to put a card down as part of the pickup, or does that pickup count as your turn and we move on to, say, Jasano, who'd be sitting next to you?
That pickup is your turn.
That's yes. I can play Uno with you.
Yes.
Anyone that thinks that you get to put a card down after you pick up four,
no.
Oh, they're cheaters.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
All right, now back to Yahtzee.
Okay, here's the one thing that drove me crazy. So I was the first one to get a Yahtzee.
Yeah. What is a Yahtzee?
It's when you get five of the same number. I had five sixes, which is great.
Wow.
Because you want high numbers, right? Well,
do you? I don't know.
Yes, you do. And then later on, Sonya got it once, and then she got it again, and she didn't yell Yahtzee the second time. And I was like, excuse me.
You have a Yahtzee,
you have
lady.
To say Yahtzee. And she's like, oh, Yahtzee. What? This is so exciting.
You gotta yell Yahtzee. I yell Yahtzee. I don't even know how to play Yahtzee. There's Yahtzee you can use for lots of things.
Scott gets on me about getting excited about everything, but I do this with everyone and everything.
I would be excited too.
I know, like, you say Yahtzee, damn it.
Yeah, and you do it emphatically. I want a Yahtzee.
Exactly. Yes. And you should have saw it. When I got Yahtzee, I was like the Yahtzee commercial. My hands were in the air. I kind of lift up off my seat. I'm like, Yahtzee!
All right, here's another one.
Oh.
I don't think I could sit down and play a game of Monopoly and know how to play.
Oh, I probably could muscle my way through it. I just don't ever want to.
That's about the way
actually,
it goes.
I know I could because years ago when, and I've talked about this very frequently, I feel like a lot lately, actually. So when I was in that relationship, when he had a child, we played Monopoly all the time. Bryce loved Monopoly. I'm like, oh
really?
My God, yes. And I wanted to be like, this is never ending.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Although at the same time, aren't you so glad when they're into something for so long? It keeps their attention for quite some time.
Until you don't want to play it anymore.
And then you're like, can we vacuum? Can we play Let's Vacuum?
How about the game Life? Michelle mentioned that. I haven't played Life in so long.
I
need a refresher course on this.
Same. I mean, I can do Chutes and Ladders. I can do...
Yeah. Wow, we're really up there. We could do Chutes and Ladders. Hi,
know.
We're adults.
I know. I don't. I'm trying to think of. I mean, the weird thing is, it's the newer ones that I can do so well. I can play apples to I can play apples to apples. I can play cards.
Which one's apple? Oh, those are the adult games. I'm talking
no, that
more.
That one you can play with your family. It's the Cards Against Humanity that you might want to.
You might want to steer clear of that mm-hmm. one. Yeah, but the classics though. You know. Oh, here you go. I used to love Mousetrap 2569. That was a favorite.
I hated Clue. Whoever just texted in Clue.
Oh, 4963 did, yeah.
I don't know why I hated it, but I did. Maybe because I was playing too young. You have to remember, I was one of the younger of all my cousins. So I think that they were playing the older games and I was just trying to fit in. And I'm
maybe.
Like, I have no clue.
You know,
what's
it's
going
funny
on.
You didn't like Clue, considering you're the queen of the murder mysteries now on podcasts.
I know.
That's weird.
And I love trying to figure things out before the podcast ends.
Now, here, you and everybody, mm-hmm. we all do. 7037, they said the game Sorry. Now, I used to love Sorry as a kid. Loved it, loved it, loved it.
Is that the one in the middle, or was that Bopple?
No, that's Bopple. Sorry has the four, I think it's blue, red, yellow, green.
Yes.
And they're little, they look like little, I can't even describe it. You know, you just move around the board.
Chess pieces.
But then they said they changed the rules. How do you change the rules on Sorry?
Honestly, I don't remember what the rules are. If I had it in front of me, I bet you that I would remember it right away. It would just be like muscle memory, right? But just from the top of my head, I can't. I need to see it.
These are the games that you would absolutely need a refresher on. I've never played Yahtzee. I know, probably sounds weird. You'd have to teach me how to play Yahtzee.
So much fun.
Poker from 2878. Well, listen, I'll play poker with you anytime you want. Bring your hundreds and I'll teach you how to play. Mm-hmm. See what I did there? Just one. 2642. Yeah, again, Monopoly. That is a tough one. Yahtzee is our favorite game. My kids and I play all the time. Probably good now that I know that it deals with numbers. I had no idea.
Yeah, but it's also like if you ever play cards, it's getting like a straight, full house. So, but it shows you on the paper, Scott. So you don't really have to know what you're doing.
Oh, well, that's good. Then I can just continue with life and not really know what I'm doing and be successful.
It'll say small straight, large straight, full house. And it shows you, okay, here's your points that you need to add up. You really can't not play this game.
I can't screw it up.
Yeah.
No, okay. Right, exactly. Well, thank God.